Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Income Solutions. I'm Steve Gramsci with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. They are your local wealth advisors and financial coaches at Security First Asset Management, covering Middle Georgia with offices in Dublin and Macon. And you can find us online, Retirement Income Solutions, at CompleteThePlan.com. Hi, Bill. Hi, Daniel. How are you today?
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I am well. Summer progresses, having some fun, getting some downtime, getting some work in, and it's a good balance on my side. How about yours?
All work and no play here.
All play and no work here. Just swimming and I'm just kidding. Getting used to that steaming weather that we're having down here. It's summertime.
It's a seasonal habit, and everybody has one time of year, no matter where they live, that they have to stay indoors for some reason or another. Too cold,
that's right.
Too hot, too humid, too not. So, yeah. Well, life has its unique challenges. The seasons have those every year, and we have those in retirement. So on today's program, we want to talk about a number of things here with you. We will be covering some unique challenges in just a minute. But first, we want to go to the mailbag, and let's, gentlemen, just get a question answered. And by the way, just before I do that, let me pass along your phone number to call Retirement Income Solutions, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Don't worry, we'll pass it along again if you didn't have a pencil here. But time to get that first mailbag question in for you gentlemen. It's from Catherine in Macon. Catherine says, at this point in my life, I'm not that interested in making my portfolio a lot bigger. I just don't want to lose what I have. Is that short-sighted?
Well, Catherine, thanks for the question. It really depends on a lot of different factors. I don't know what age you are, but I will say that you want to be careful about taking all your money and trying to just accomplish one thing with it. We have to take care of several different things with our assets. Safety is important, and that's what you're alluding to here. You don't want to lose money, but we also have to worry about return. You have to earn a return on your money because of inflation. You need to earn a reasonable rate of return on your assets because over time we know things cost more, and your assets have to keep up with that rising cost of living. If you choose to take everything out and put it in something ultra conservative like a CD or money market, you're really just trading one risk, which is market risk, for another risk of inflation risk. You have to have your money growing for you so you can keep up with the standard of living that you've enjoyed in the past. So I'd encourage you to get a comprehensive plan to know how to balance those out.
All right. Now, Bill, how about your fact of the week? We look forward to this each week.
Yeah, I'm going to quote from Mark Twain this week. There may be listeners out there that don't know who he is. Oh, I doubt that. Come on, Mark Twain.
7% of people thinks that chocolate milk comes from brown cows, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know, we may not know that. There you go. Mark Twain, and I quote, "Patriotism is supporting your country all the time. And your government when it deserves it."
I like that. Well, Mark Twain,
that's
commit
a big
treason.
That's a big opening for malcontents.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Welcome, folks.
We got to support this country. We can reelect those we don't want to support in government.
There you go.
That's great.
Well,
that's
some great. More fodder for thought from Bill Danner. Thank you, Bill. All right, another unique challenge will be our topic for this segment, and let's cover it now. Creating a customized retirement plan for any particular individual can mean addressing unique challenges. With each of these scenarios, gentlemen, discuss the challenges presented as well as the solutions you might come up with. Now, the first is the age gap. Dan?
Sure. So the age gap is something we run into quite often. It can present a big challenge. The situation is when someone retires, let's just in this scenario say that the husband is several years older than the wife. Well, there's a lot of choices he's going to have to make in regards to when to turn on his Social Security, for example. If he decides to take it early, what it can do is reduce the survivor benefit for her if he passes away first. You have to be really conscious of the fact that when you elect Social Security or pension options, the survivor option is an important choice if you have a spouse that's significantly younger than you are. The other thing is, what kind of lifestyle are you going to lead as you get a little bit older? People have to decide how to spend their time together. And obviously, if there's an age gap, you've already worked those things through. But when it comes time to take the income, you want to really think about what choices you make, because they're going to have a bigger impact if there's an age gap.
The next topic would be early retirement.
Well, you know, we see early retirement generally centered around someone that has a defined pension plan and not somebody that has a 401k type of plan. So typically a person that works for a federal government or state agency, some type of a pension plan such as that, doesn't encourage necessarily early retirement, but a lot of folks will take early retirement. There are risks to early retirement. The biggest risk is longevity risk. Taking a retirement early means, in most cases, less of a payout than it would be if you waited a while. And then you got inflation risk that comes along with the longevity risk. There's also tax risk. There's health care risk. The biggest concern most people have in retirement is outliving their money. So we need to plan for longevity risk and all the other risks that are associated with longevity, and make sure we have the most income we could possibly have at any given day. So there are some errors that can be had in the life of a retiree that retires early. You just need to understand the consequences before you make that decision. So part of a good plan would help tell you the optimum time for your retirement based on your lifetime income goals.
Another unique challenge to retirement can be a good balance. If you are into real estate but you retire and you have lack of liquidity, that could cause a problem.
Yeah, so liquidity means access to your capital. Just because you have assets doesn't mean necessarily that you're able to spend those assets. And when you get into retirement, obviously income is a really important thing. So being able to generate income for your assets should be a focus for people that will need to live off of their own assets to provide for their lifestyle and their income. So someone that has a lot of real estate and limited investable assets, they're running the risk of not having access to capital when they need it. I know sometimes people can borrow against their real estate, but that's really, they're taking on more debt when they do that. You understand you're taking equity out of your property, but you want to be smart about the balance. You need safety, liquidity, and return. Real estate can be a very good diversifier in a portfolio. Owning real estate can be especially if you have an expertise in it, can be a great way to generate income. But we want to be smart about, as you age, if you have an emergency or if you had a health care issue, having the ability to pay for those things and having the income and the liquid assets there for you to do so. So having a balance is the key, the right balance. Don't put everything in any one basket. Have a good diversification where you can have liquidity but also have some return and safety as well.
We're talking about unique challenges, and you can call Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith and your local wealth advisors at this number, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. What kind of unique challenge do you see for couples who keep separate finances?
Well, in our experience, it's a difficult thing to get people on the same sheet of music. It's important that they are. But we see this a lot when there's second marriages involved, and it's not always the case with the first marriage, but sometimes it is, because there a lot of time today we have husband and wife both working, accumulating their own retirement assets, and maybe in some cases even paying half the bills, one paycheck, another half of the other. I'm not saying this is wrong. We never say it's wrong. But when you do retire, it needs to be kind of hey, let's have a combined focus here on what we're trying to accomplish and what are our goals and how are we going to fund our retirement. We need to come together probably more so than we have in the past if we have separate assets. It doesn't mean you have to commingle your assets. You just need to understand you have to have a plan in place that will take care of your needs and not just think about yourself, but the joint survival of the two of you successfully in marriage and in retirement. It's pretty important. We want finances to come between you, and we just need to understand how to sing from the same sheet of music, if it were.
Well, you can get used to having two incomes and also, you know, putting all the funds in one basket and then paying all the bills from that as a couple. But then if divorce happens, there's a unique challenge for you.
Yeah, this is something we help people through from time to time. Obviously, it's a big lifestyle change for both people when something like that happens. So it can be a very emotional time, and it's not something most people want to deal with, obviously, but the financial challenges are significant as well. It's important to sit down after something like that happens and reevaluate where you're at. Look at your goals, look at when you want to retire, and what kind of adjustments need to be made for you to be able to continue forward on the path that you want to have happen. The key part to that, in my opinion, is working through those situations, even though they're emotional. Finances are very emotional, and obviously divorce is as well. So it's important to work with a planner to help you through that, and we help people with that type of unique circumstance from time to time. So if you feel like you fall into one of these categories or having some unique challenges in your financial life, we'd encourage you to give us a call. We're offering a complimentary financial review to the next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement. Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. We've been helping people for a long time work through unique challenges and situations, and we're passionate about making sure you have a thriving life and are able to meet the goals that you have in mind. So give us a call right now, 1-800-987-1443, and let us put you on the path to thriving throughout retirement.
Make that call, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You can find them on Facebook by searching Retirement Income Solutions. You can check it out there. You can also find us at CompleteThePlan.com. But if you want to get personal, if you want to drill down, if you want to find out how your situation and your retirement is affected from now and your future, then you want to call 800-987-1443 in Middle Georgia, with offices located in Dublin and Macon. 800-987-1443 is the number to call. Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, and me, Steve, continuing with your retirement income solutions in just a minute.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management Team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
It's getting to know you time.
This is Retirement Income Solutions with Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, and Security First Asset Management. It is now time to get to know both Bill and Daniel a little bit more. And I've got your question of the week. Here it is, gentlemen. What's the most physical danger you've ever been in?
Bill, what you think?
Hanging around with Daniel.
Yeah, I'm perilous.
A banana peel waiting to happen, huh?
I think my probably the most anxious I've ever been was when I thought I was in danger, and it turned out I wasn't. I was late one night. I was walking the grounds of a car dealership just because I didn't have anything else to do. I was on the road, and I was just walking around, and I was standing up by the front door, and I glanced out of the right side of my eye, and there were two gentlemen who didn't look, you know, what I would think would be the kind of people you want to be around late at night. Mm-hmm. And they seemed to be walking towards me, and my first impression was, tell them as they get closer, I'll give you whatever you want. And my heart was skipping, beating, all that kind of stuff. When they got close to me, I said, I did say something to them, like, can I help you? Like, I was part of the dealership. Mm-hmm. And they both turned to me and said, no, we just were cutting across here to get to our apartment down the road there. We just cutting across the parking lot. I thought, oh, my gosh. I mean, it was dark. It was in what I would call an area that would probably not be the safest place to be. And all I thought, right, all of a sudden, man, these guys are coming. Uh-oh. Right. They're coming right at me.
But that is scary.
That was scary. Yeah, but I said, thank you, good Lord. And I said a few little things under my breath and excitement and despair, and things worked out fine.
Wow. I would have to say the most scared I've been in my life, and it was perceived physical danger, was I was playing Mighty Mite football as a child in the stadium down in Bleckley County, and the football stadium there. And all of a sudden, the lights flashed out, and I could see a tornado coming towards us from town. And the transformers blew up, and my family was in the stands, and we had to run towards it to get into the gym. And I was so scared. I was really worried about my family up in the stands. Luckily, it turned and went a different direction. It didn't hit the stadium there, and it wasn't a huge tornado, but man, it sure scared me. It made an impression on me about bad weather. For the rest of my life. So,
did either of those experiences cause you to change or make, you know, something else came up later on in life and you reflected on it and did something different?
I don't go out looking at cars late at night in towns where I don't, cities where I don't belong.
Change dealerships. Now, let's see, I quit playing football. No, I'm just kidding.
Not because of the weather, but.
No, I played a few more years longer, but it certainly made me. You know, I was such a young and impressionable age. I guess I valued my family. I was really happy to see them after that.
I would bet.
Gave them hugs.
All right. Well, good. Happy endings, though, in both occasions. The most physical danger that you have shared with us. Thank you, gentlemen. And that is getting to know you on Retirement Income Solutions.
Getting the right retirement plan is important. Make sure that the person designing your plan abides by the three C's. Your plan should be comprehensive and that it leaves no stone unturned. Your plan should be customized. Finally, an advisor should put together a plan for you, complimentary at no cost or obligation to you. If you're struggling to find that kind of plan, call Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, and the Security First Asset Management Team right here in Middle Georgia. Dial 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Want to do what you love in retirement? Then listen to Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
This is Retirement Income Solutions with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. Listen, plan, and thrive is the mantra of our local wealth advisors. You need a financial coach? A couple of good ones right here at Security First Asset Management. So if you're in Middle Georgia, you should call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. To the mailbag, and a question for you, Bill, from Doug in Warner Robins. I feel good about the amount that we have in savings relative to the income that we'll actually need in retirement. However, I'm worried about nursing home costs, and I don't really have a good feel for how to plan for that. What's your normal approach, Bill?
Well, thanks, Doug, for giving us a call today. We appreciate that. Having read your comments here about you feel like you've got your savings and everything in order for to generate the income you need in retirement, that's the first step. That's wonderful. Your question is very valid, though. You're worried about what you're going to do about health care costs if something like that were to happen to you, and how do you plan for that? Our normal approach is to have that discussion. We want to make sure that we've talked about all the risks that you could possibly have in retirement, and one of them is health care related. You need to have a way to fund it and plan for it, even if it never happens to you. It's better to be prepared. Part of our process as we go through our lifetime income blueprint is talking about health care costs and finding ways to manage and mitigate, reduce, or transfer some of that risk away from ourselves. And you can do that with good planning. So we appreciate your phone call. Give us a call again. Let's sit down. We'll show you how we can help you understand how you can best plan for that if it ever happens to you in your life. And that being a big that, most people don't want to talk about healthcare costs and nursing home costs. It's a good point to talk about, and we should talk about it, and you should have a plan in place to deal with it.
And Doug, if you need that call, here's the number, 800-987-1443. Continuing on with a segment here in Retirement Income Solutions, let's talk about some things that can be fun, statistics and demographics. How do they play a role in the planning process? Daniel, people over the age of 65 currently make up 13% of our country's population. By the year 2030, they'll make up 20% of the population. What can we learn from statistics like this?
Well, first of all, it may not sound like a big jump, only 7%, but we're talking over a very relatively short period of time. So our population in the U.S. is aging quickly. It means a lot of different things. One thing that it should signal is that a lot of people over the next 15 to 20 years are probably going to be taking money out of the market instead of investing money into it, because they're going to need income and be able to live and to enjoy retirement. Second thing is Social Security and Medicare. The population, the percentage of people on those two programs are going to continue to go up and up, and everyone knows that that's a concern. I don't think you should fear that Social Security is going away, but you want to definitely plan for, in the future, making sure you get the most out of those programs if you're thinking about retiring, when to turn on Social Security if you're part of the population that's retiring. The biggest one to me is the demand for health care, especially for assisted living and nursing home facilities. Each year the demand increases, and we just don't see supply keeping up with it. There's just a shortage, really, of facilities and providers. So we have to be cautious and aware that our costs related to assisted living and what we call long-term or extended health care, they will probably increase as a percentage of our expense as we get older. Plan for that. Don't just hope that things work out. Let's forecast it out. Healthcare costs are going up about 4.5% a year. We can make some reasonable estimates based off of that for what your costs may be in the future.
Current statistics about life expectancy. A 65-year-old male is expected to live to age 83. But a 75-year-old man is expected to live until 86. Now, conversely, for the female who's 65, her life expectancy is 85. But for a 75-year-old woman, it's 88. Why are these numbers important?
Well, what it really tells us is that we need to understand that as we get older, our life expectancy really increases. So that's what it's telling us there, that it's increased by 3 years, for example, for a man, and approximately the same thing for a woman. So the older we get, typically, historically, over the last few years, we're actually living a little longer than the life expectancy at that former date, age 65, for example. So we need to understand that, and what that leads us to is the next point. We have to construct or have in place a retirement income plan that is not stagnating. A lot of the times we look at people's plans, they say that we're going to live to age 80 or age 85 or whatever it is, and they build their plan based off of that. Well, you can't do that. It has to be a floating number. It has to be adjusted based on where you are, and it's good to do something like that every year so we don't want to just have an end date that you die at 90, when in reality you may live to be 95. So your entire income plan has to be structured in such a way that your income is sufficient for as long as you live. So you need to adjust it and adapt and make sure that you're investing for the long haul and have a plan in place that will carry you as long as you live so you don't outlive your money.
Daniel, average income for people between 65 and 70 is $42,000. But the average income for people over the age of 80 is only about $20,000. Well, there's the obvious, but outside of that, what does this tell us?
Well, I would say that this should be a very alarming fact for people. Many times when people first retire, they, you know, you're healthy enough to spend and enjoy life, and people just think that they aren't going to live to be an old age. And so people spend more of their assets in the first phase of retirement, which we call the go-go phase, where you're healthy enough to able to go and do the things you want to do. You want to make sure that you've thought about how much income you're going to need in the future. The other thing about this is if you adjust it for inflation, it looks even worse. That $20,000 isn't going to go nearly as far as it would have 15 years prior. So what we encourage people to do is to have a written income plan where we look at how much can you afford to spend. That's the key thing. What is your budget going to be on day one? Is it something that's sustainable through the rest of your life, taking into account inflation and taking into account the cost of health care? We have to factor these things in. We do not want our clients to have to significantly trim their lifestyles to accommodate smaller incomes as they age. We do not want them to run out of money. In order to make sure that doesn't happen, though, this isn't just a hope and a prayer. We have to have a plan, and we use a planning process called the Lifetime Income Blueprint, where we will walk you through and help you understand how much you can afford to spend so you don't end up like folks that have less income as they age.
And one more to tackle here, interesting. People over the age of 65 generate income in several different ways. 37% of their income is from Social Security. Income from working represents about 30%. Pensions make up 19%, and savings and investments make up 11%. What's notable to you, gentlemen, about these numbers?
Well, Steve, I think a couple things jump out for me. Number one, more than a third of the income for people over 65 are from Social Security. That's kind of alarming because it never should have been that. It was never intended to be that. And the second thing is you indicated that 30% comes from working. So that kind of indicates that, hey, maybe it's not, they're still working part-time at age 65. So obviously they didn't do something in their earning years to put enough money to do that. So those two things are alarming. So, and a lot of times we find people are waiting longer and longer to retire because they have not either properly planned or they were subject to a lot of losses that we've had over the last 15 years, two major downturns in the market. So it's important to generate income in retirement in different ways. So before we retire, we should understand the streams of income or the assets that we're going to have to turn into income to meet our spending needs. And that's what the Lifetime Income Blueprint does for our clients. It helps them see exactly where they are and what buckets of money or streams of income they're going to have. In retirement, it's not about how much we actually put away. It's about the income. Are we going to have sufficient income to meet our everyday needs and our lifetime income goals, our spending, our lifestyle? So what we encourage folks to do, especially you who are listening to us today, give us a call at 800-987-1443 and let us sit down with you and help you understand where you are today and get a feel for where you can be in the future financially by having a lifetime income blueprint in place. So those of you who listen have accumulated at least $100,000 in investable assets. For the next 10 folks that call and meet that criteria who want to have a plan in place that will help you navigate through retirement and not just get by but thrive, give us a call at 800-987-1443 today and let us get you down the path that will help you have a successful, thriving retirement.
Retirement Income Solutions waits for you and that call with Security First Asset Management. It's for your lifetime income blueprint. With $100,000 set aside for retirement, have that conversation with the team, Daniel Neesmith and Bill Danner, in offices in Dublin or Macon. And if you're in Middle Georgia, you're closer to at least one or the other. So make that call, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Gentlemen, it's been fun again going through the program with you. I'm glad to be along, learning a few nuggets of wisdom every time we do this together. And I wish you a good rest of your week coming up.
Thank you, Steve.
Steve, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
It's Retirement Income Solutions. Again, the number to call is 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. 1443. For Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, I'm Steve Gramsci, and this is Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.